But first today, 232 members of the US House of Representatives, including 10 Republicans, have voted to impeach the outgoing US President Donald Trump. The vote came after a timed debate in which some of Mr. Trump's allies denounced what they claimed was his incitement to violence last week, all while protesting the plan to impeach him. Mr. Trump was already only the third US president to face impeachment and now becomes the only one to be impeached twice. His successor, Joe Biden, will be inaugurated as the 46th president in Washington in just 6 days' time. Stephen Smiley prepared this report.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197.
Donald Trump had already joined Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson in the small circle of sitting US presidents to be impeached for a high crime or misdemeanor. Now, with the House voting this morning Australian time to impeach him for a second time, he's in a category of his own. Terry Sewell is a Democratic representative from Louisiana and spoke during the debate.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to support impeachment. I do so with a heavy heart and a lasting and searing memory of being in this gallery, the People's House, right up there, fearing for my life. And why? Because the President of the United States incited others to be violent.
And 221 other Democrats agreed, among them Barbara Lee from California.
On January 6th, Donald Trump incited his white nationalist supporters to initiate an attempted coup against the heart of our democracy.
But in the debate, Mr. Trump retained the overwhelming support of his Republican colleagues, 197 of them in the House in total. While a further four abstained from voting and 10 sided with Democrats, Republicans like Bob Good from Virginia stood on the outgoing president's side.
This action will only serve to further offend the 75 million people who voted for President Trump and further deepen the division within our nation as we try to move forward with a peaceful transition of power.
The charge Democrats have been levying against Donald Trump for days is that in addressing the rally on the Ellipse in Washington last week, he incited an insurrection against the American government. With more than 170 criminal charges laid already and new accounts emerging that some of the mob who stormed the Capitol were planning murder, Mr. Trump has released a video. As the riot was taking place last week, the president had told the mob he loved them while telling them to go home. Now he's again condemning their violence.
My fellow Americans, I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement.
Now, I sadly will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
With the article of impeachment against Donald Trump now signed by the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, attention turns to the US Senate. The Republican leader there, Mitch McConnell, is refusing to start the impeachment trial early. He also says he's not yet decided whether he'll personally vote to convict. And according to Jennifer Hunt, who's a non-resident fellow at the US Studies Center, potentially more than a dozen other Senate Republicans are mulling that decision now too.
The impeachment itself is less important than the next step, which is the trial and conviction in the Senate, which could potentially limit his ability to run for office again. It could also strip him of presidential privileges. And that would really sever Donald Trump from the Republican Party in seeking office in future.
Do you think that's likely to happen?
There's a high threshold for conviction in the Senate. It's a separate trial. Senators take a special oath. It requires a two-thirds majority vote. And Democrats only hold the smallest of majorities. But it is possible, if the Republican Party decides as a whole, that they would like to proceed without Donald Trump in the party.
That's Dr. Jennifer Hunt of the US Studies Center speaking with our reporter, Stephen Smiley.